Okay, I'd like to talk about, does any of your families ever in slavery at all? Were they ever slaves?
I used to hear my parents talk about some of their families, but I don't remember.
You don't remember about it. But do you remember anything they said about being in slavery? You just can't remember anything like that.
I know they, yes, the most that I know. Well, you know the thing about the slavery. You know something about slavery, don't you? El Shao, you know something about slavery, don't you?
Doesn't feel like it, does he? Mm-hmm. Can you remember black people being treated different than the whites in any way?
Well, I just remember these ideas being treated different.
I know, I heard that that little theater they had in Oconee, I mean in Seneca.
Yeah.
You know where the black people had to go up one of the stairways on the side and couldn't go in the front way and had to sit up in the balcony?
Yeah. Okay.
You remember doing that? How'd that make you feel? Did that make you feel mad inside? It just wasn't right, was it?
That's the truth. I used to look, we used to look like people just different things that we had sitting back.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel like you had to treat white people a certain way, or did your parents tell you you shouldn't do this and do that, or?
Well, the same way that, yeah.
What kind of things did they tell you? Do you remember anything at all?
I just remember, I know they used to make like go in the front door and all that kind of
mm-hmm.
stuff.
You had to sit in certain places and stuff. How about people that were called mulattoes? You know, they were black and white, both, had both backgrounds. How were they treated? They treated them different, like mulattoes. You know, they were white skinned and they had a white father and a black mother or something like that. How were those kind of people treated? Were they treated differently or were they?
That's right.
They treated differently. The black people didn't accept them either?
Well, I thought they had to accept them the way they were.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it should be, shouldn't it? What kind of ways were they treated differently?
Well, I don't know. I know one thing, they didn't go to church together. And they didn't have opportunities. Mm-hmm.
Can you remember anything about the Indians at all, or hear people talk about the Indians?
No.
Mm-mm.
Did you ever go to Greenville when you were a kid?
Greenville?
Yeah. Did you go to Greenville?
I don't think I went to Greenville when I was a kid.
How about Anderson? Did you ever go to Anderson?
I go to Anderson with it, just about that way.
Mm-hmm. Why did you go to Anderson? To do different kind of shopping that you couldn't do around here, or?
I'd go with my father and mother and her lot of coming when I was small child, so I never did that.
You didn't know if you went to see relatives or just been shopping?
They didn't go off. They didn't want something.
How about celebrations? What were your Christmases like?
Well, when my mother, I found it was the first place to go to my funeral just came to our house. But it was a good to us, for a different remember. Mm-hmm. So we know.
Santa Claus would come early in the morning. How about birthdays? Would you celebrate them a lot?
Not too much.
Yeah. You have birthday cakes? Did your mother bake your birthday cake?
Yeah.
Not all the time she would, Mrs. Clark.
Sometimes she would. Do you remember hot suppers? You know what they are?
Yeah, you want to have to go on a gym. I used to do my own business. Big bang.
I've never heard of hot suppers before. I guess you'd take something to eat too, would you?
We always. I don't know what I went to.
Oh, I see. They sold the food to people. You had dancing.
Right.
How about drinking? Did they ever drink at all?
Not as I know of it.
No,
they
didn't.
Not as I knew I'd
be. What were your mother's most prized possessions? Was there anything like, you know, quilts or dishes or something she particularly liked?
Well, she used
to. Did she have anything else that she liked really well? She thought was something special?
Well, I don't know.
Were you the oldest in the family?
I'm the third child.
The third child. Yeah, you said you watched the younger ones. So I was wondering about your older children.
My oldest, he was a boy. The oldest one in my family was a child. And the next one was a girl.
So the boy probably worked out in the field all the time and didn't help in the house much, right? Mm-hmm. When you were a small girl, what adult did you admire the most? Who was the adult you liked the best?
My family.
Or the family or the community? Or?
I don't know. I just took them all to be alike.
So there's anybody you especially like better than the others, right?
You come on and ask some of these questions.
What's the happiest thing happened in your childhood that you can think of? What was one of the happiest times you had in your childhood?
When I was small and I played. When we got a change, we had fun playing.
What kind of games? Did you play games?
My brother and sister did it. I didn't ever play the game. I looked at games.
You mostly playing house and like that?
Sure.
When you were a child, how did you feel about being black? Did you have any feelings about it?
When I was a child, it didn't make no difference.
You probably didn't even realize it didn't make any difference.
Right.
Now here's a big question. If you could change one thing about your life, what would it be? Is there anything you would change?
But I would be some kind of, I always do what I like to go to school. That's what I do with my desire.
Right. I guess everyone looked up at the school teachers then in those days. Can you think of anything else you'd like to tell me? What's your lifetime or your parents' lifetime, your grandparents' lifetime? Can you think of any?
Yeah, I don't know much about big life. Back then, I asked my father and mother, you because back then they had company and you wouldn't know how to sit on them. So I don't know anything about
it. Oh, I see.
My mother died.
When you had company, you couldn't even sit in and listen to them talk. The children were supposed to be silent and all the way, right? Was your mother a good cook? I bet you had a lot of good food, too, from the farm. Did you have any cows at all, so you had milk?
That's right, we had cows. Mm-hmm. Good cook from your farm back then. Good cook.
Also. How about Easter time? Did you go out and hunt eggs and things like that?
Yeah, Easter time. Hunt eggs and things like that.
Yes, I suppose it was real important to have a Easter bonnet, was it, on Easter? Right. A nice Easter bonnet. That was fun. How many children were in your family?
Nine.
Nine children. It takes a lot of work for nine children.
So fun. I need to take
What happened to him?
He had that stroke. He had missed that kidney.
That must have been a really sad time, wasn't it?
Well, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was hard.
You got anything to say?
Would you like to tell me anything about when you were a kid? What can you remember when you were a boy, young boy? How old is your husband, Mrs. Shaw? How old is your husband?
How old is you? I said, how old are you?
Huh? Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you letting me do this. Thanks a lot. I would like to explain that when I did this interview, Mr. Shaw was present, but because of Alzheimer's disease, I wasn't able to get anything at all understandable from him. At the beginning of the interview, Mr. Shaw's brother, Daniel Shaw, was there, and he answered several questions for his brother, but he had to leave after a few minutes and wasn't able to be there any longer. Thank you.